A brief social history of pollution. Defining pollution is not easy, and the word has shifted its dominant meaning considerably over time. Nagel provides an interesting legal perspective on the idea of pollution, and some background context from this helps set the scene for understanding marine pollution. The word pollution was used as early as 1611 in the King James translation of the Bible, and mostly referred to disgust related to the judgment, with broad reference to effects on or harm upon humans or human environments. In legal cases decided before 1800, English courts used the word pollution in the context of harm to family, church, government, or other human institutions. Pollution occurred in the context of sexual or spiritual harm. Newspapers have been referred to as polluted vehicles that lacked truth. And corrupt legal or political processes were considered polluted processes. In 1820, the act of slavery was described as pollution of slavery. In 1878, the Louisiana Supreme Court described money earned from the sale of slaves as polluted gold. The human focus on the meaning of pollution still exists and is used in moral, ethical, and cultural contexts. Reference to environmental pollution is not really mentioned in political debates until the end of the 19th century. Nagel suggests that river pollution was a key to transforming the meaning and context of the word. Importantly, the judgment connotation was removed, and instead, pollution was more descriptive and perhaps technical.